There's a Gemara in Shabbos. Kuf Nun Aleph Amid Beis. Gemara says, V'igiyu shanim, asher toimer ein li b'hem chefetz. There will be years, there will be times where you will say, I have no desire whatsoever. What does that mean? Eli mea Mashiach, says the Gemara in Shabbos, that refers to the days of Mashiach. She'em b'hem lo schus v'lo chova. No merits, no chovas, no averos. There's no mitzvos, no averos during that time. Those are the years called ein li b'hem chefetz. Argues on Shmuel. Shmuel's opinion is Aim Bain Olam Hazel Olam Haba Shibud Malchus Bovad Limos Mashiach, I should say. But according to this Gemara, the Emea Mashiach has no schus, no chova. Gemara in Sukkah Nun Beis Ma Beis says Lasid Lavo Maybe a Kaddish Baruch Hu Yitzhara V'Shechta. Kaddish Baruch Hu is going to bring the Yitzhara and he's going to shecht it in front of all the people. He's going to destroy the Yitzhara. Ramban in Parshas Devarim. I'm going to skip around in this Ramban because it's a longer Ramban. But the Pasuk is talking about mols levavchem, how you get your mold, the lev of a person. From the time of creation, there was rishus in the hands of every single person to choose between good, whether we want to be a tzaddik or a rasha. Chol zman haTorah came. Throughout the entire time that the Torah exists, that will be so. They would be rewarded if they choose good, punished if they choose bad. Avalimos Mashiach, but in the times of Mashiach. Tia bechir betov lahem teva. The choice that we have to do good will be natural. Lo yis'av lahem alev. Namasha eno roi v'lo yachbots v'klau. Your heart will no longer desire something that's not the right thing to do. You'll automatically want to do the right thing. And it says, v'yamila, and he's karas kan. That's the mila of the lave that we're going to have in the future. It's automatic. Kiachamda v'atayva orlo lave. Desires, the bad things in this world, that's the orla of the hearts. Umol halev, hushlo yachma v'lo yisave. The mila of the hearts is not to desire. V'yoshuva adam bizmana hu l'asher yakodim chato shol adam arishon. Your status at that time will be the same thing as adam arishon before the chet. You're going to be in that level, says the Ramban. She'ay oisiv etivu masheroi lasos. He naturally did what he was supposed to do. He didn't have something that he wanted to do in the opposite thereof. It's automatic. The Ramban is agreeing with these sides of the Gemara, and that seems to be the machlokas Rambam and Ramban, where the Rambam says that we hold like Shmuel, the days of Mashiach are going to be the same, there's going to be little differences here and there, but it's going to be the same world that we're in, just Shibud Malchus is gone. The Ramban goes with the Shitas of the Gemara that says that the Yomos of Mashiach is going to be different, completely different from the world we have today. We'll no longer have that desire. He brings down a pasuk in Yirmiyah. He says, Zehu bitul yetzer hara, va'asas le betiva maseo aroi. We're going to be mevatul yetzer hara. You'll naturally want to do what comes to you. He brings down a pasuk also in Yirmiyah. He says, she is batul le yitzram bizmanahu le gamri. The Yitzhara will be gone completely. Chaynemar b'Yecheskel quotes a pasuk in Yecheskel as well. Quotes another pasuk in Yecheskel. Then he quotes our Gemara in Shabbos Kufnei Alav Mabez. He says ki b'mei Mashiach, and he ends off like this: during the days of Mashiach, lo yeh ba'adam chayfetz, a person will have no desire. Avol yase b'tivo amas aroy. All you want to do is do exactly what you're supposed to do. Lefikach emem lo schus v'lo chova ki aschus v'achova tulim b'chayfetz. All schus and chova has to do with your desire. You want to do something, you don't want to do something. No longer. That's gone. That's absolutely gone. This is an unbelievable Ramban. Just an amazing, amazing Ramban. So the times of Mashiach are going to mirror the times of Adam Rishon before the Chet. Same way that Adam Rishon before the Chet naturally wanted to do good, Mashiach is supposed to be the exact same way. Just like the level that Adam Rishon was on was to bring himself to the ultimate level, to become completely shalim, that's going to be our level. Adam Rishon, had he not sinned, would have been on that level of ultimate perfection. This is the level that we're going to bring ourselves to once Mashiach comes, and that's going to be automatic. So we've been speaking up until now about these hachanos, these preparations to get there. And now, it seems once we get to that year of Mashiach, according to the Ramban at least, according to these shitos in the Gemara, we're going to have a time where we no longer have chet and a mitzvah. It happens to be, we'll be doing what we're supposed to do as it is. It's really, really strange. Adam Rishon definitely had bechira, right? He sinned. So how do we know that's not going to happen to us again? Can't it be that the exact same thing just happens again? We'll be like Adam Rishon before the chet. And Adam Rishon sinned and brought us into the world that we're in. So why wouldn't we have the exact same thing? The exact same problem would happen again. So why does that change? How is that so? And why is that a good thing? What really changes? If there's still an ability to do averos, which Adam Rishon clearly had, then why is Mashiach any different from the world we have now? Granted, the averos and the mitzvos we have now are pretty clear to us in our world. We don't know what the averos and the mitzvos will be in Yemos Mashiach. But if there's the ability to sin, because that's what we're saying, it's like Adam Rishon before the Chet, then there has to be something. But on the other hand, the Gemara just told us, She'ein bem chefetz. There's no desire to do evil. There's nothing there when it comes to evil. There's no real bechira. So I don't understand. Then what was by Adam Rishon? Adam Rishon clearly changed that. What does this mean exactly? That's really the question you have to ask. And it didn't only happen once. We lost our Yitzhahara by the Egel Azov. We didn't have a Yitzhahara once the Torah was given to us, when we said Nasav and Ishma. The Midrashim tell us that our Yitzhahara was gone. And yet the Egel Azov happened. No one doubts that B'nai Yisrael were down enough that certain people were able to do the Egel Azov. Whether you want to say it was all of the Erev Rav and only 300 Jews, or you want to say it's 3,000 Jews, 600 Jews, however it is, whatever the Medrash tells you, nonetheless, there were people there that sinned. So why is Mashiach going to be any different? So the answer is, it's got to be, there's a different Avoda. There's a different Avoda. Well, let's look at Adam Rishon for a second. Adam Rishon had two mitzvos, La'avda u'la'shamra, to work the garden, and to guard the garden, to watch the garden. Now, obviously, both of those were Nebuch jobs. The garden was already grown by the time he got there, so he's not watering, he's not planting, he's not weeding, he's not doing anything. So what's working the garden? Walking around and looking at it? Saying, like, this needs water, that needs water, and not having to do it yourself? It's a Nebuch job. L'shamra, what's he guarding it from? Who's stealing the garden? Who's coming in and taking something out of it? What's exactly his job? So there are two aspects to the avoda that Adam Rishon had that's going to be a little bit different. When we said in Sukkah Nunbeis, Nun Aleph Nunbeis Nunbeis, that the Yitzhar is going to be shechted completely, it's different yet the same as Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon had two different types of avoda, two different things that he was going to have. The first one we're very familiar with, to choose the right thing and not choose evil. That's one that we're very familiar with because we deal with that every single day. We can choose to eat from the tree or stay away from the tree. That's our avoda, and it makes a lot of sense. That avoda will no longer exist in the times of Mashiach. That avoda does not have anything to do. We don't have a Yetzer Hara. There's no real bechira of good and evil. There's no chefetz that we might have to desire something that's wrong for us. That doesn't exist. And in that way, Mashiach is totally different from the years of Adam Rishon. But the second aspect, Adam Rishon had an avoda there, le'avda, to work. What does to work mean? It's to bring yourself to higher and higher levels of Gan Eden. On the level that Adam was at, he could not eat from the Eitz Hadas. His job was to eventually be able to eat from the Eitz Hadas, to get to the level where he was ready to eat from it. Right now, let's call it, it's unripe. Right now, the fruit is not ready for you to eat from. But eventually, it will be ripe. And all you have to do is wait. Keep building yourself up. And for other Rishon, that was easy. And for us, in the times of Mashiach, that'll be easy. It's keep doing the right thing over and over and over again. Keep doing it, and you'll have a desire to do it, and you'll keep doing it. And mamela, your body becomes more spiritual day by day by day by day. And everything changes a little bit. Le'avda, which is a very difficult avoda, is commanded to not only do the good, but to rid yourself of thoughts of evil. Now, if I would tell you, thoughts of evil are considered an avera, you'll tell me, no, it's not. Thoughts of avera are not considered an avera, and that's true. In the world that we're living in, we're punished for averos mamish. In the world of Mashiach, where we're not going to do averos mamish, then it becomes our thought process has to be cleaned out. We can't even imagine ourselves doing a chet. We have to take out the ideas of what chet is and make it further and further and further. Even the knowledge of the existence of such sins is going to be our avoda to keep ourselves further away from it, to make ourselves more pure. I have a WhatsApp group with a bunch of wives of former Talmidim here and of people on my shul that ask just questions, one after the other. One person wrote on there and said, is there any mila to keeping Chol of Yisrael if I'm still going to be, you know, eating or drinking other things that are not Chol of Yisrael, that are Chol of Stam? Is there any mila? I'm going to be eating it, but like, is there a mila to buy a milk that's Chol of Yisrael when I'm going to have ice cream later that's going to be Chol of Stam? I'm going to go to Baskin-Robbins later anyway. So two people immediately wrote in, two people that normally write in before I write in, and said, no, no problem, no issue whatsoever, just, you know, go ahead and drink it. And I wrote back and I said, if you look through Rav Moshe's tshuva, it's pretty clear that he says, work on it. A Yirei Shamayim should work on these things. Of course, it would be awesome if we all could keep Chol of Yisrael the whole time. Is there a chiyuv to do so? Okay, that's a machlokas. Rav Moshe held, based on certain ideas and certain reasons, that one could be makel about Chol of Stam in America because of certain things that were there. But does that mean you shouldn't be machmir and try to drink Chol of Yisrael if it's there in front of you? Why not? To spend an extra $2 to be a little more tahor? Why can't you do that? A bal nefesh, he calls it. A bal nefesh should be machmir for himself. Why don't you want to be a bal nefesh? Even if I can't always be a bal nefesh. On Tuesday, I'll be a bal nefesh. Take on for myself Chol of Yisrael on Tuesdays. Then I'll make sure that every Tuesday I'm only going to have that. And I'm not suggesting that. But the concept is to matire yourself little by little by little. When you're in a world of emes, and that's the world that Mashiach's going to be in, where you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real, and you believe the Torah is 100% correct, there's still some thoughts that might go in your head. And those thoughts in your head might just pop in out of nowhere. It's like, are you positive? Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. Yes, I'm positive. I'm 100% sure it's going to be there. But these thoughts come in, and they can fester. And you can start throwing things off. Adam Rishon had a different avoda with it. Not only la'avda, to keep himself pure and to keep his thoughts as perfect as he could make it. He also had to stay away from that eitz. What we're saying now is, although we don't have that avoda of staying away from the eitz, that'll be gone by us by the times of Mashiach. But the la'avda is still there. And the purification of our thoughts, the tahir libenu, that we're going to have, is going to be a different avoda. So in a sense, la'asid lavo, we're going to have a world where tzaddikim cannot be pulled down out of Gan Eden. It's impossible to drop below the zero mark. You can't get a negative 10. You can't be pulled out of the world of Gan Eden like Adam Rishon was pulled out. But you are going to be like Adam in that you're going to have to build your way up through the levels of Gan Eden. And the more tahara that you have within us, the more avoda you do to purify yourself, the better it's going to be. It's going to be in a world that we can't even imagine right now. You can't do a chet, but you can be metire yourself and make yourself better and better and better. And the job is to do that. That is our job. That's what we're working to become greater and higher and much better in that way. Now, obviously, this is not our world now, but there's no question that in our everyday preparation for these Yimos HaMashiach, the way the Ramban is explaining it, in our everyday preparation, there's something that we can do. And I think it's pretty obvious. A person might say to himself, what difference does it make if I just watch this TV show? How does this affect me? How does it do anything to me? I'm not going to do anything from it. You probably won't. We're good people. We're not going to have that effect. We're not going to do something wrong because of it. And that might be true. But there's still a job that we have even today. And even though it's not our sole job, our real job is to stay away from over the sur me rava ase tov, there's another job that we have. The la'avda that's going to be our only avoda in Olam Haba in this year of Yemos HaMashiach, in which we say to ourselves, to become more and more innocent. To become innocent doesn't mean that you're a fool. Doesn't mean that you're an idiot. That you don't know things. To become innocent, to make ourselves more innocent and not know about something that's evil, is amazing. On the contrary, it means you're on a higher level. You don't even know of such things. We think of people that are innocent in yeshiva. They're not Nebuchs. Those are not Nebuchs. Those are people that understand what they're supposed to do to make themselves even more pure. That they don't even have this in their lexicon, in their vocabulary. They wouldn't even say those words. They wouldn't even think these things. That's the job that we have. Sometimes even seeing or knowing or hearing about these things has an effect on our neshama that we don't even see. That's the idea. The best thing for us is to try to be matar ourselves little by little by little. And if that means not looking at something when we know it's there, if that means not hearing something when we know someone is speaking things that we don't want to hear, whether that's nivul peh or lashon hara or a sheker or anything like that, talking about things that's there, our purification process, which really starts now in these days preceding the Emos Mashiach, is all about us purifying ourselves further and further and getting ourselves to the highest level that we can get to. So when we're in Gan Eden, we're already on a high level and we can't drop. All we're going to do is raise ourselves higher and higher. That's the idea of where we want to get ourselves to. So think about what that means to you, what that's going to do for you in your personal avoda, what you can do to purify yourselves just a little bit more. Okay. Have a good